councillors reports. John, you want to go first?
I'll try and be quick. Just recent things that came to the council. Obviously, we agreed that as a local authority, we would take families from Afghanistan that were coming back under the locally employed staff scheme, and we will take up to 6 families or 10 individuals at the moment, and perhaps look to take more beyond that as far as we can. The families tend to be quite large families. I think probably an average of about 7 in a family. So we're looking at private sector accommodation in relation to housing them. I'll leave Climate Change Commission because Xander, I think, will want to speak about that. We're talking about putting messages out about winter gritting. So we're asking folk to make sure or report any bins that will be needing filled. And if there's anybody wants access to the hand gritters, that we can supply these. And last one I'll just say for now and let Xander come in, is that we have appointed a new chief executive officer. His name's Thomas Glenn. He's currently deputy chief executive at Eastern Bartonshire Council, where I think he's been there for 12 years, if I remember correctly. And he's due to start on the 1st of November as our new chief executive. I'll leave it there just now and let Xander report on a couple of things.
How do you pronounce his surname, John? Glenn?
Glenn, G-L-E-N-N.
Okay.
And I believe he prefers Thomas to Tom or whatever. So.
Okay. Xander?
Okay, thanks. Not Tommy, then, either. So, a few things. So John mentioned the Climate Change Commission. So the council agreed at its meeting last week to establish our Climate Change Commission, which will have a varied and diverse membership from across lots of different stakeholder groups, including business and industry, including community and activist groups, young people, and public sector as well. So a very diverse selection, and each group of stakeholders, there's 4 groups of stakeholders off the top of my head, will have 6 representation, 6 representatives, and within that it's expected to have quite a wide representation in there as well. So it's quite a big commission, and it's to look at how as an area we will go forward on this. And you know, obviously a key part of that is how the council will change, but also how the wider community and businesses and communities will come together to do it collectively. And we've agreed that 1/4 of those people will be young people. So even if it's within other, not specifically young people representatives, the expectation will be that business and community groups, etc., will also put forward young people to ensure that there's a strong youth voice and representation, and that it's not the same male pale decision makers taking all the decisions. So I see this as a male pale decision maker, although a young one perhaps. That's something that is making progress, slow progress perhaps, but it's now progress, so hopefully we can kickstart that. I wanted to reflect on something that I think I told you about very, very early on. So if we go back about 4 years ago when I came to one of my first Aberfeldy Community Council meetings, as long ago as that was, and you might remember me talking about a change to the way the council did its residential children in residential care, and that we were going to change how we did that. And it was quite a big decision at the time, and it was quite a different model, and that model was to seek to keep young people in the community rather than putting young people in residential care homes, which are both not generally the best option but also very expensive as well. I'm pleased to say that we recently received the final report on the implementation of that programme, and it has been a tremendous success. It was the first of its first programme of its kind in Scotland. It was modelled on a programme in England, but it's had some really, really positive outcomes for the young people who are involved, who've been able to be kept in their community and their families, and they've been supported by a wide selection of professionals. So the investment that was put into this by the council was to put in a cross-section, across multidisciplinary, for the technical term as it were, team of support for families to help keep children in their family settings, ideally, and it has been a really good success. So I think I just wanted to reflect, sometimes we tell you about these changes that are going to come, but don't necessarily report back on what actually happened. And I think that's a nice success story that deserves to be reported, and it also saved the council a huge sum of money as well in the process of having better outcomes. So this is actually a success story of where we've managed to have better outcomes and save money. So, you know, council does do things good sometimes. So just thought I'd reflect on that. A couple of other things. John's already mentioned Afghan refugees. There, people might be aware of ScotRail are consulting on a new train timetable, which is pretty horrific in general terms. So it's well worth having a read of. And considering giving your views, I appreciate Aberfeldy itself doesn't have a railway station, but there are people in Aberfeldy who do drive to Ballochry and Dunkeld to commute, and obviously the worse the train service is, the less people from anywhere, including Aberfeldy, are likely to use it. And the hourly train service we were promised years ago, and that was due to be implemented years ago, is totally gone out the window. We're actually going to have a worse service than we've had for the past 10 years, and we're not even getting better commuter trains or better late trains or anything at all. It is pretty much the same service that we've had, but less. We're losing at least one service, so, and they're also going to be routed via Stirling, and directed towards Glasgow when the vast majority of people from Ballochry and Dunkeld are heading down the East Coast. So it's totally, you know, it's a massive change that is not particularly suitable for our constituents. So something to worth responding to and putting up opposition to. And the final thing, just you might have read that the council has made a decision to implement frozen school meals. So you've obviously heard me on that one before, and obviously we won the vote the last time, but we lost it this time. So that is going to be rolled out across Perth and Kinross schools now. So I think that's everything from me.
Good. Thank you, Xander.